All right. On that note, I'm hitting the button. We're going to start.
Attention, students. The Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Now.
Right now. It's not tomorrow. I don't know this. I don't know what the lyrics are.
I don't fucking know, man.
I'm not Van Halen.
Well, happy merry month
woo.
To everyone. We're all inclusive over here at the Draft Pod.
Yeah.
That's why we brought on our friend. Yeah. One shy
we've
of
got
a golden
pile. We've got piles of cocaine everywhere because we're in
piles of cocaine. That's right. Exactly.
I'm just glad I can bring some diversity to this show.
Yeah, no, that's true.
This you show know? Was lacking white dudes. Yeah. I'm glad I could mix it up a little.
Dude, here's the thing about you. I don't know what you are. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like you've got a face that's like
what?
He could be anything. Like, he could legit be anything.
I don't know what that... You're saying it with a big smile on your face like it's a compliment. Yeah.
Bro, you got a face that could be anything.
I'm just not sure that it's a compliment. Like, Andy's so happy
no,
telling
you...
No,
it's such a compliment.
Okay.
Like, I hate, like...
I'm making a shirt that says that.
You can obviously it could be anything, you know?
No, that keeps some mystery, you know what I'm saying? There's no mystery with mystery.
Yeah. That's the next shop thing. It's got your logo and everything. It's just a face that could be anything.
Andy Liner says I'm a mystery.
We're all Ty Harris, you know?
Put on the back. Yeah. It just says, what am I? You know?
I don't know. You figured out fuckface.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're the one supposed to be explaining it to us.
Well, I felt like it was a good segue into my sweet rap.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Let's see how good of a segue it is.
Yeah, let's see.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this draft's about Ty and Ty only. Ty without L-E-R is kind of lonely. First, you got the mental assassin, Mr. Ty Durden. Fuck! Without the L-E-R, this is a damn burden. But I'll keep going because I'm a pro on the spot. Shit the colonels like I'm corn Ty off the cob. Ties get money, that's why they fine dine. On the hook like Ty Dolla Sign. But then they get shiesty and push the bill like Winnington. They need an extreme makeover, someone called Ty Pennington. Hot-headed bastards, but when they're with the fam, they're happy. Shout to Pharrell. Just a fucked up modern family like Ty Burrell. If you ain't shopping Titan Comics, I can't believe you're chutzpah. Because if you're in downtown bra, thou shalt shop Titan Comics is federal law. Damn, Ty, I really hate to embarrass, but the last dope Ty, that's you, Mr. Harris. So fuck a Ty draft, that's like taking Dingle in a draft of berries. So let's pivot this shift and draft best Marys.
Oh, shit.
That made my day. That was the best Christmas gifts I've gotten in years.
Yeah. It's only because you
That's
didn't
great.
Get your
Thank
own
you.
Gift, you know?
I would totally,
Not yet.
I would totally draft Dingle in a draft of berries.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Well, that's the part that lets you know that I was lying. Ty is dope as hell. Ty is unique. That's why, you know, you can't do a full draft on Ty. You can do Ty Lures, but...
My face.
Yeah, we got Ty Harris, Titan Comics. I think it's pretty much at Titan Comics, TYTAN, everything. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, back pages, back shots.
I'm working on an OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. He's just gonna show his face, you know?
Listen. No, man, I thought, genuinely, like, what about a video of just peeing? You don't see any genitalia. It's just pee streams.
Oh, I
think
love
we can make money.
I think
like, nobody's being exploited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different lights in the background and stuff. I love it.
Dude, you don't know what it could be.
Yeah. It's like IP streams.
Yeah.
IP streams. Like Mountain Dew. You know what I'm saying?
It's ASMR.
Yeah, I mean, you can just, if you don't show anything, you can just start an Instagram page with that or TikTok. Can.
It is a like a really like appetizing sound.
It would be interesting though to like if you just if you did a like a page that was just pee, but like you're just peeing on things like, and it's just like it's, everyone's dude, like a different
super
you know
interesting.
What I mean?
Like our draft from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's like with the World Cup. Yeah, World CUP.
Right. World's everybody look at when the World CUP.
Oh,
when
God.
The World CUP. Win the World CUP.
I wasn't prepared to ever sing that song again.
Look, I'm always prepared.
Wait, how long is the World Cup?
It's still going. It's like,
like 30 days or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're...
See, you could do a whole month of just peeing into different cups.
No.
That's my World Cup.
Actually,
that is crazy.
That's a good one, like best cups to pee in.
Best cups to pee in.
Yeah. Dude, and you could
in
just
4 years when the World Cup comes back around, that's what we'll do.
Yep, we're peeing in the cups.
I'm peeing in the Stanley Cup for sure.
You could get some little Lego men.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember the last time we started a show, it was talking about Andy drinking pee.
Oh, my God. What? Why are we getting such a pee talk with you?
I don't know.
You have one of those faces, Ty, that just we get.
I have a piss face.
Yeah.
A piss face.
It could be a face. It could be piss.
It could be piss. Oh, did you guys see what the thing I know, rewind, the thing I went to last night, the Sir Henry's Haunted Trail thing. Did you guys check that out?
I saw that you were there.
Yeah,
they did a Krampus thing?
Yeah, I got like a press event pass for that. It was really cool. If you're in the Plant City area, go check it out. It's really rad.
Hell yeah.
Dude. I mean, there's two times to go to Plant City. This time and for the strawberries. That's it.
Yeah. Well, this one, they do a normal haunted house, like haunted village kind of thing. Okay. Have you guys ever done the Halloween version of it?
I have not, but I've always wanted to. I've heard that Sir Henry's does a fantastic job.
Okay, three times to go to Plant City.
They convert the whole place into a Christmas village with like Krampus walking around and shit, and there's blood and guts. Oh, that's awesome.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I have to throw that little plug in there because you know they gave me a free ticket.
Hell yeah!
Oh, Plant City residents, chill the fuck down. You know your city isn't shit, okay? Like you can drag on your big ass strawberries. That's about it.
Yeah, I had to drive 15 minutes to find a McDonald's. So yeah, it took a minute.
Yeah, everybody in the chat is pissed off at me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody in the chat.
Yeah.
I heard Willie Nelson's going to be at that Strawberry Festival, by the way. Anyways, go ahead.
Really? Is he alive?
Yeah, he's alive. He's going to be there. I'm going to go.
I thought he was dead.
I
definitely thought he was dead.
I would go. If he's going to perform, because you might see him die on stage.
He's performing. He's going to be there.
Dude.
Willie Nelson,
look
it up.
Saget?
Well, that was like after the show. So maybe Willie will be like Bob and wait till after the show and not just like give us a memory.
All right.
I was going to say about Ty, you know, he runs the amazing Titan Comics here in Bradenton, Florida. Like, listen, one thing I realized this week as I was prepping Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ty's shop is so good because when you take that fucking little price tag off, nothing.
No,
like if you're a collectible, that is such a thing because or a collector, and like sometimes you get shit and you go to peel it off and there goes your cardboard or it fucking sticks to the plastic. That shit doesn't happen in Titan Comics, all right?
That's valid.
So go there. Get those great toys. He has little things out there that you might just come across. So yeah, I was pretty happy with it. I was like, man, like I gotta tell Ty, and I was like, oh, I can tell him Monday.
I gently massage each price tag with baby oil, so it gently slides right off.
Good. Yeah.
Also, if you are a collectible and you have stickers stuck on you, come to Titan Comics. He'll take them off without ripping hair off.
Yeah, exactly. I'll lick them clean. I mean, I'll take them off. Indeed. I actually went hunting for an AEW figure today. Kenny Omega has a Street Fighter figure that's exclusive to GameStop. So if you guys see one.
Yeah, also, hey, any listeners, you get cool shit that feels pretty rare, whatever. You're not sure what to do with it. You know, just hit us up. We'll check with Ty if he if he wants to make the acquisition. You know what I'm saying?
We should do an Antiques Roadshow, Jabroni style.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Dude,
Bring
your collectibles.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of shit that I could Antiques Roadshow, Ty.
Yeah, we should. That's Ty, we could do a whole show.
How you do consignment? We'll talk afterwards.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, let's go.
For any of anybody that is not in the Bradenton area and does not go downtown to Titan Comics, which you should, what's their best way to reach out to you and?
Anything on social media at Titan Comics, TYTAN Comics on Facebook, Instagram, Hive. If there's a social media platform, we don't fuck with Twitter, but I never have, so I don't get it. I don't get Twitter.
Yeah.
I know. Everybody's finally catching up to my game. That's what I realized.
Yeah, y'all are bailing on Twitter. I bailed on Twitter 4 or 5 years ago. The only thing it's good for now is porn. That's about it.
Porn and news, news cycles, if you want it quick and sports related shit.
Understandably.
It's kind of like the Google search, but you have to be careful now because Twitter Blue is totally fucking with old people. They just see a picture and a name and then they're like, that's news. And I'm like, no. You got to look at the @ and see if it actually matches. Yeah, people are spending the $8 so that they can put fake pictures and fake names of real reporters and then putting it out there and then hoping that their shit, gets seen and, gets, 70,000 likes or whatever. And guess what? It's fucking working. So,
Are you working for Twitter? Because you're convincing me to open my Twitter account. I'm thinking.
I don't think that was a good thing.
I was saying, if you're selling me on it, buddy,
Ty's gonna be paying $8.
Dude, I will have the bet.
My name is also AOC. You want to see some feet pics?
Oh my God, yes.
Dude, who doesn't? Who Drew's got some 3.5s on Wikifeet, you know?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Show him off, mm-hmm. bub.
Yeah, he's got them Fred Flintstones.
Well, a pile of car with his bitch.
I'm going to roll these balls, Drew. Why don't you tell people where to find Jabroni, us?
Man, if I could only remember
the
name
of the
website.
Hey, how about you do as good of a job as you did on Wes's show telling the people where to come and find us?
Yeah, look, I had a lot to drink that day, all right?
So it got better?
Go to jabroniu.com where you can find all the great shows on the network. Like Why Do We Ever Meet, which I was a guest on 2 weeks ago. You can find Biff Radio, which I'll be a guest on in 2 weeks. And then you can be... You can check out shows like Flow and Tell and New Jabroni Pro Wrestling and Locals After Hours and Ceramic Cat. All of them, bro. All of them. Just coming right at you. And you can, follow us on the Instagrams. That's probably where we're most active. The Draft Pod, at the Draft Pod _ official. And follow at Titan Comics.
Doing Mary's today.
We're doing Mary's. Mary's.
Doing them.
Merry Christmas, so Mary's.
Yeah.
Tis These the are all the women. Phil Mary, that... if she'll let you.
Yeah, we're not killing her fucking. We're just marrying. Just kidding. We might kill and fuck them. In that order.
And then marry them.
We're doing any Marys, right?
Any Mary.
Any Mary.
Living and dead. Fake.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Fair.
All right. Hey, Marys. Listen, I feel like there was a lot of you, growing up. Your list is a little short for how long your name's been around.
You know what I think it is? They're they're around, but they're just not as impressive. Like there's like the elite class. It's like tight ends. There's an elite class, and then there's just everybody else.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Well, I mean, let's get into it. Ty,
yeah,
you got the first pick, my friend.
Oh, Annie's got a steel card.
Drew, your second pick.
And E has a steel card, too.
I have the third pick. Andy, you're rounding us out.
Boom.
And I also have a steel card, I think.
Coming in the back
side. Yeah, I think everybody but me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So, boom. All right. Ty, we're going to put you on the clock.
And you're
gonna
on the clock?
You're going to take
Even
our first
though I
Mary.
Definitely yep. won last now. Week's draft.
No, you didn't. I didn't.
Come on now?
You're on the clock, yeah.
You're on.
All right. So my first pick, I want you guys to know that, to give you a little backstory, she's stunting, and you know she's definitely fronting. And she's straight out cold thumb sucking, and she's looking for you, but you're ducking. That's right, guys. It's Mary, Mary. Why are you bugging?
I had that. Mary I had
from it. Run DMC's Mary, Mary.
Oh, shit.
Man.
I absolutely had that.
Man.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I saw another Mary Mary, and I was like, Mary Mary, why are you bugging?
Damn. What a great pull.
Yeah. I had to go. I figured, Andy, that would be on your list, so I kind of had to go for that one first.
Man,
but I'm
that
shocked.
Is so fantastic.
That's
it's on
awesome.
Drew's. That's crazy.
Man. I didn't even think of that.
Why are you bugging?
Because I was thinking of people. That's why. Idiot, Andy. there's levels to this, and Ty's up there, and now he's peeing down on me, and I got to drink it. Shit.
I'm so excited for my second pick, but keep going.
Oh, man. Like, I just got to open up wide and let it go down the hatch. You know?
Man, drinking piss again.
I really wish I had a steel card. That's all I got to say.
Man. Ty just stole my heart.
Right I'm there. Sorry.
No, I mean that in the most, like,
I'll give it back.
Andy's proud of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Man, what? Very, very, oh, God. So good.
Be stuck in your head all day now.
Yeah, I will.
Right, Drew.
You know, this is a, I mean, if you go down that route, though, there's a lot of Marys and songs.
That's there right. are.
There's a shit ton. Yeah.
Get the you're wind right.
Cry. Oh, hey, Drew, you're up.
All right.
Drew, why didn't you pick that second?
I got to do this. Well, I have to go with half of the greatest comedy duo of all time.
Oh, I knew it!
And I got to go with Mary-Kate Olsen.
Mary-Kate.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, this probably should not be my number one because my number one is not going to make it back to me, but it has to be my number one.
I mean, it's a fair pick.
Is she your favorite of the Olsen twins?
Yeah.
Mary-Kate's your favorite? Ashley?
You like Mary-Kate better than Ashley?
Well, I mean, I feel like Mary-Kate and I would get along more because she's more of like the, you know, I would say the little bit more, the more rock and roll to Ashley's country, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you ask them if they're constantly eating Warheads?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Because them mouths is always puckered.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they constantly just look like they're, like, sucking on lemons.
Hey, you got it, dude.
So, question.
Yeah.
What would you think would be their finest work if you had to put in a retrospective of the twins?
Oh, man. I mean, I would say, I mean, I
is
obviously...
it the one? Is it the one where they owned a hotel or the one where they were witches that owned a hotel?
Yeah, I would say double toil and trouble.
That's the one.
Oh,
that's the
man.
One.
Yeah.
Dude, what a
Wasn't
pool.
There a New York one?
New York
where they owned
was
a hotel.
The, was like
yeah,
the
yeah.
last.
Oh, okay. That's the hotel one.
But there was a New York ballerina party. Actually, that was my song I wrote after that, the title of that movie.
What now?
I mean, yeah, New York Bennett is one of their best works.
I'll send you the lyrics, Ty.
You wrote a song about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
Yeah, the metal band I was in before I moved. That was one of the songs was about that, was about them.
Drew had a countdown.
Beautiful. Here, actually.
I think Passport to Paris is probably my favorite.
Drew was waiting for the Olsen. Well, I've known Drew long enough to know that he was waiting for the Olsen twins to turn 18.
But here's the thing to remember, though. Like, mainly, like, if you read the song, it's beautiful, man. It's like, because I was ready for them to go to the next step in their journey. It's just too bad they didn't really make that next step. See, they just became fashion icons, or like, I don't know. I guess they make a shitload of money off.
All right,
their
here's the
products.
Thing too. It sounds bad that Drew was waiting for them to turn 18, but Drew's only like 2 to 3 years older than them.
That is true.
So it's not as bad, you know. If like right now, he was like, "Man, I can't wait for the Catch Me Outside girl to turn 18." If he was doing that, that would have been way more problematic.
Wasn't she 18?
No, there was literally people. I'm saying that because there was people that were saying, "Dude, I can't wait till she turns 18," and I'm like, "For what?
For what?
Like
for what?
Why can you not wait for her to turn 18?" I don't understand.
So they don't have to feel guilty about,
about digging her at 13? Like, no, you should still feel bad about that.
Yeah, 100% they should.
You know?
They're not gonna.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Ty, you got anything in your shop?
You know? Bunch of those guys. Naked girls?
The thing about Drew, though, like, the thing that wasn't... it wasn't alarming to me that Drew was waiting for them to turn 18 because it literally was Drew just like wanting to be a father. It was not sexual in any nature. It was like Drew was like, I love these girls and I hope that they flourish in life.
You know what? I can't wait till you're 18 so I can mentor the fuck out of you.
That's exactly what it was.
Call me. Call me. I'm here. Yeah. I'll give you some advice. I'll give you great advice that I will never take myself.
100%. Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'll give you better advice than Steve Guttenberg in It Takes Two.
Oh, what a good reference. Do you know McDonald's sponsored that movie a lot?
Yeah. That makes sense, actually.
Isn't that the one where they all meet up for like visitation with their kids at a McDonald's?
Oh, I can't remember. Man. I don't remember them well enough.
My high brain just mixes movies together.
That's crazy. Man.
All right.
Man, hell of a pick.
Well, here we go. It's over to me now.
Bomb.
Mary and Mary-Kate. There's never been a draft like this in the history of drafts.
No, there isn't.
No.
Yeah.
I can guarantee that.
So this, for my next pick, this is one of the oldest Marys. And one of the first Marys that you ever really learn about.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm taking the fabled Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Cool, you're taking a drink with celery in it.
Not wait. The Mary I thought you
were. Wait.
Where did James go?
This is hold on. Hold on. This is good though, because
everything went red.
I believe both Bloody Marys should be out there. So which one are you taking?
I'm taking Bloody Mary the
one in the mirror.
The one in the mirror.
Are you taking a girl named Mary that just happens to have, you know, had that time?
I'm taking Bloody Mary. I mean, no, I'm not taking like a school age Mary who just got her stuff and got that nickname. No.
What do you mean her stuff?
Her stuff. Her stuff happened.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, James?
I'm just not going to get into it. So her stuff happened, and that's
I was talking
now.
About a girl named Mary that was on a skateboard and skinned her knee. And she was just bleeding. What were you saying?
When girls get their butt blood, you know?
Yeah, the butt blood. Yeah. Exactly, Ty. Thank you. Thank you for pulling me out of that.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is a solid ass pick right here.
You're
old Bloody
welcome.
Mary.
All right, I'm back.
Oh, you never went anywhere.
You didn't see like the lights went out and everything went red. It was fucking weird, yeah. Dude.
Bloody Mary's kind of scary.
Bloody Mary is scary. I have little literal ties to Bloody Mary because my wife played her in a haunted house that me and a friend of mine.
Whoa.
Exactly. Ties to Bloody Mary.
So explain the Bloody Mary thing is where you look in the mirror, say the name three times, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Candyman-esque, right?
It's Candyman-esque, yeah.
And then you bleed from your eyes, right?
But it was pre-Candyman. Candyman stole
it
from
Is that what
Mary,
it was?
Right?
You bleed from your eyes?
Well, I think Mary shows up in the mirror, and then ultimately somebody dies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, here's the crazy thing is I didn't hear about Bloody Mary until I moved to Florida.
Really?
Where I came from in Nashville, it was called the Bell Witch.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. You would say the Bell Witch, or it was, I love the Bell Witch, or I hate the Bell Witch. I can't remember which one, and you would wake up with a scratch on the side of your face.
Oh,
dude, you just
man.
Said it, so you're going to wake up with a scratch.
You got to do it three times, and you got to be looking at yourself in the mirror, so I'm not going to do it.
Well, like, you're kind of looking at yourself in the mirror. You can see the picture of yourself on
the
Zoom.
I didn't say it in sequential, so...
We'll say it one more time. Let's just see what happens.
Let's just
play a game. Let's play a game.
All right.
Nah, man.
All right,
nah,
you're up.
Come on, Ty. Let's play a game.
Andy's gone full Saw.
Okay. Oh, man. Speaking of Saw... I'd like to saw this lady. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean, we'll see if I know what you're saying or not.
Dude, nobody gets that a pussy popping more than this Mary, and I'm talking about Mary Poppins. Let's get it.
Ooh,
yeah.
Does Mary Poppins get that pussy popping?
Yeah. I think so.
She floats down on the umbrella.
You said that with that's the most confident question I've ever heard. Yeah.
I mean, if you look hard enough online, you can see Julie Andrews' boobies on the internet.
Is that true?
She's naked in a film.
Oh.
Well,
that is a thing.
You've lost me for the rest of this draft. I'll see you guys later.
You can see a topless Mary Poppins, and it is very tasteful, but it is.
Oh, you're talking about a top and poppin'?
Yeah, top it is a poppin'.
Oh, man. Dude, I used to love, Spoonful of Sugar and shit like that.
It was a cool flick.
Yeah, Mary Poppins was dope. I was I grew to a respect near the end of the movie. I was like, you know what? At first... I didn't think I'd want her to babysit me. But you know what? I've come around. She can babysit me anytime.
Yeah. Cleaning the house is fun. There's magic shit flying around. Yeah, they take you to cartoon worlds, the dance of penguins.
Dude, she's got an umbrella that flies.
There's Julie Andrews naked. I just looked her up.
See? Right
dude,
there
that
it
looks
is.
That looks like the topless Mona Lisa right there.
Yeah,
she's classy as fuck.
It's very tasteful.
Ties and she's probably in her mid-30s right there.
She's
probably very young.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, but shout out to Mary Poppins, man. She got you knowing what she gave you the first longest word you ever knew.
That is true.
Shout out to fleshbot.com for having that Julie Andrews nude photo on deck there for us.
They usually throw you to Mr. Skin, but yeah, that one works well too.
I went deep.
Deep dive.
Ty, when you get done, you can read that song.
Oh, you sent it to me?
Oh, yeah, Drew just sent it
to the group.
Yeah. Rad.
Should I just read it off for everybody?
If you want.
Yeah, do it.
It's too long.
TLDR.
TL won't read.
All right, Andy, you're back.
Okay, I'm back. Look, if we're taking top Marys, we got to take the chick that was so fertile. So, so fertile. But she had a baby without a dong in it. We're taking Virgin Mary.
A baby without a donk. Could you imagine if Andy was the guy who let people know about, like, what? Let me tell you guys what's going on with Mary, all right? She has a baby. No dong involved. There was no dongs.
So,
oh, no.
She was just out there sport fucking, you know?
Good thing we said fictional.
Mary's out there raw dogging life.
Yeah. Dude, can you imagine how pissed you would be as a woman if you're like, wait, I got a baby. Well, some might like it, actually. Like, I got a baby in there.
Oh, dude, and like, this is old, clearly just
an old excuse. Carpenter Joe didn't even lay the wood on me, you know?
He's a cuck.
Old Carpenter right? Joe didn't even lay the wood. Right. He's out there fucking cutting wood, won't even like, fucking lay the wood.
It's such an excuse.
Stupid is that fuck, though?
Yeah, right? I know, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, nah, this baby ain't from nobody else. It's from Jesus. Or it's from the Lord. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Like, if I was Carpenter Joe, I would have been like, who are you fucking on the side?
Yeah. Like, who do I got to kill?
Yeah. Because, like, he was probably like, this baby doesn't even look like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there was no, like, Maury Povich to, like, get down to the bottom of it back then.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a funny sketch idea, though.
That is. Oh, man.
Like Joseph or God on fucking Maury Povich.
Yeah.
I love that this episode is literally us just writing a sketch comedy show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. 30 out of this.
Dude, I guarantee Judas was lamb pipe. Guarantee it.
Oh, that would make sense.
But wouldn't that make Judas like...
Dude, people lived to like 400 back then. I don't know.
That means he sold out his own...
Maybe it was Judas's dad, and that's why
he sold out his own kid.
Oh, it's like this half brother of mine is getting all the attention,
right? Getting all the shine.
What if it? You know, like, what if it was just some guy named Bob?
Just some guy that wasn't even in the book,
like a neighborhood guy.
Yeah, because I imagine not every person got in the book, right?
Yeah, there's plenty of people not in the book.
I would imagine that not everybody got
there's
in the
lots.
Book.
Right?
Of the 300 people in that book.
How pissed would you be? It was like
90 million of them are named Bob.
Fucking mention of me. After everything I did for this city,
oh, you
not
know
one
there is.
Fucking mention of me.
You know there is.
Okay, so you guys have seen Life of Brian, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That whole Sermon from the Mount, the dudes that are in the back, like, what the fuck did he say?
Yeah. That's true.
Something about the sheep, all right? Something about the
blessed
sheep.
Blessed are the cheesemakers?
Yeah, like, what?
Like, I don't even know how old Spartacus is, but I imagine if Mary saw Spartacus walking around.
When they start just Spartacus? Making fun of that guy's nose.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. So in the Spartacus thing, they have the little latticework pant thing. How do they keep their fucking dongle from fucking peeking out?
Not Spartacus.
Exactly. Mary was walking by, and that exact wardrobe malfunction happened.
You're saying Mary's just peeking out? You're saying Virgin Mary was a thought?
I think maybe it was an accident. Yeah. Maybe it was like what Ty said. It was an accident. Came out of the lattice.
Yeah.
You know?
He was sporting a little dick neck. A little dick cleavage.
And that's like once it was
right
in,
now.
It's like, oh no, leave it in. Please.
Virgin
oh,
Mary
no,
had that
feels
thought
so good.
Shit, you know?
You know?
Yeah. Dude, short man dresses back in the day were like halter tops for women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you let it slip sometimes up top, sometimes shit. You let it slip down low.
Sometimes shit pops out the bottom.
You know? Sometimes
Spartacus,
it's just,
you didn't come to me, did you?
Yeah, no. Sometimes it just be a Friday. Whoops.
All right. It's back to me now.
And then there's like 10 people. I came in you. I came in you.
I don't know. Just tell them the Savior did it.
It was God's penis.
It could have been like Superman because he had some powers, right? Like it could have been the first superhero. And then she didn't realize that she's just like, no, this is Jesus.
Yeah.
But really, it was just Clark Kent's baby.
Or Doc Brown.
All right.
Doc Brown. Yeah.
So it's over to me now. You guys ready for this?
Give it to us.
This is something nobody thought about. Bell break.
Yeah, bell break this thing.
I tried to get away from this.
Let's get into Virgin Mary.
What if
that's not what I meant.
What if Doc Brown is the true father of Jesus?
Because he went back in time?
He went all the way back in time.
Damn.
And banged just this lady, and then she gave birth in a manger. And he was just like, look, just I wasn't here. You can't tell anybody I was here.
Can't tell anybody.
I'm from the future.
You How did he get the powers, though?
That I just drove. What powers?
Like.
Who, Jesus?
Like wine and shit? Yeah.
Probably like the plutonium.
So you think, maybe Doc Brown injected in his penis.
He probably had some radioactive thing from all the. It was plutonium, right? That he got from the Libyans or.
Okay. The librarians?
We're going off the rails here.
You guys are putting way too much into this. This is like ancient times. He'd have to show up with a lighter and just be like, fire.
Yeah.
They'd be like,
But here's the thing, though. Like he said, it had to pass on to Jesus. Like the superpowers had to pass on to Jesus.
Well, the burning bush is a lighter. But it's all little gadgets that he gave to Jesus.
He just left them for him.
He just left them.
Future gadgets. That's what it is.
And here's a...
Yeah, give this to the kid when he's old enough. He'll know what to do with it.
And also, if everybody dies, you can write your own book.
Hey, there you go.
Here's a care package. Give it to him on his bar mitzvah.
He's like, drop this little pill into the water. It's just food coloring.
Oh, man.
They weren't even drunk. They were just drinking food coloring water.
Exactly.
They were fans of the little Kool-Aid packets.
Yeah.
He was just a hell of a salesman.
Yeah.
Dude, and CBD, the fish.
CBD in it.
The fucking fish thing. He just had coolers in his like little fucking Eskimo like house.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you got little fish nuggets.
His igloo. Yeah, he just pulled it out. And he's like, ta-da! And they were like, holy shit, we only had one. Now we got hundreds.
Yeah.
And then old J-Man was like, it's like that. And they were like, we'll do whatever you want.
It's like that. All right.
It's like that, yeah.
All right. Now we're to me now, right?
Okay, all
right.
Yeah.
You ready for this? We're moving on. That's a good idea, though. I do like that. I'm into it.
James keeping us on point.
trying.
I like it. Shut up.
All right. So I don't know a lot about this.
But he's also like, he went with a couples thing where you're like, I hear what you're saying and I appreciate what you're saying, but we're going to move on now.
I do like that. I like that reference you just said, but I'm going to continue with my pick here. So here we go. I don't know much about this bitch, but all I know is that she has a lamb. All right. Mary has a lamb.
Yeah, that bitch did have a lamb.
She did have a lamb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she like was really good friends with it. It wouldn't ever go the fuck away. Like
she was probably keeping other farm local dudes away from the lamb, is why she was keeping the lamb close.
Yeah,
because back in the day,
and that thing's fleece was white as snow. You know, those farmers were like, yeah,
they're like, look at that sheep ass, look at that lamb.
That thing's white as snow,
so white.
You know,
this show gets so fucking weird so fast.
Isn't it?
Who had a better ass? You think, Mary once she was like 22, or the lamb?
How old's the lamb?
I don't think lamb age matters.
I'm pretty sure it does.
I don't think lamb age matters. Yes.
I'm a piece of shit, man. I'm not a fucking piece of shit.
Dude. No matter what age the lamb is, Andy, it matters, all right?
Fucking matters.
Fucking matters.
I think it also matters because a lamb, if it's too old, it's a sheep.
Oh,
no. Oh, my God. That's not the point that I was making.
True, you nailed it.
Right?
Dude, you nailed it. Yeah, you can't, like, nobody should be sexing a lamb. You gotta wait till that thing's a full-blown sheep. You know, you can't just go lamb hunting. You know?
Okay, so farmers that normally do that, are they checking or are they just like, ooh, I don't want to be gay? Is it just anything that moves?
Lamb before time.
Lamb before.
Do you think the farmers question or like... The farmer down the road is fucking crazy. He's fucking his lambs. I wait until mine are off sheep. That guy's fucking him as baby lambs. Fucking
I got standards over here.
He gets all his friends together. He's like, look at this fucking guy. He's fucking the lambs.
You can't fuck that lamb. It's not even a sheep yet.
Get this lamb fucker out of here. This is a group of male men sheep fuckers.
Dude, I feel terrible right now because I just looked it up and I shouldn't have. Because a lamb is under 12 months.
I just love, the idea of like.
It hasn't even had its first birthday yet.
Happy birthday.
I'll make you a sheep today.
I got you one long candle.
Oh, Christ. Is that how you become a sheep? You fuck my farmer? That's how
you become... Oh, my God. All right, Drew.
James, you drafted her.
I guess I should have expected this.
Oh, Christ.
Man, so I started... I feel like my picks now are definitely like subpar. Maybe I'll just try to like go serious here. Fuck. All right, I'm gonna go. I'll try to. I acknowledge your guys' picks and what you guys did.
Yep, Bloody Mary.
It's hard to follow sheep fucking.
Yeah, dude. Tell me about it. Where do you go from there?
And I commend Mary for protecting that lamb.
And that's the worst part. It's like, how do you follow?
Yeah. Well, I've had sheep. I guess that's all I can do. You know? Are you going to move on to a goat? I feel like that's going backwards.
You can go more absurd, or you can like pick a real person, and then it's just like, really? I'm picked after the fucking sheep fucking?
Right?
God. Man, if we had any listeners of this podcast, they're gone. That was the end of it right now.
Yeah.
This is it right here.
Yeah. Well, they talked about pissing.
Right up front.
It was just all downhill from there. They were talking about butt blood and sheep fucking.
I don't know what science class these boys took.
Did you pick?
No, I'll throw it out there. I'm gonna go with a real pick, and it's I just feel so bad. Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh fuck!
Oh no, that was always one on mine. God damn it!
Yeah, I really wanted her. I think I might steal that.
Man. I didn't think it'd come back to me, but we clearly went down another path.
Yeah. This should probably be the number one pick.
Yeah,
but. Look,
well, I don't know about that. Mary, pretty good pick.
That's true.
That was a pretty good
one. No, I'm saying like a first round pick.
Yeah, oh, she should have been in the first round, definitely.
Yeah.
She would have been, but like,
she should swap
just
with Mary Kate for sure.
Because I've set up a pattern, I really had to take Mary Kate.
Yeah. You think she got people into pearl necklaces? Like, yeah. You think chicks were like, she's got a pearl necklace, I want one.
Yeah. And then the husband says, I'll give you one.
And the dudes were like, oh shit, boom.
They were like, hey, guess what? You could just rename what a pearl necklace is, and then you can say, I got you one.
Bring a charge.
She definitely made it okay for women to wear pants in their own house.
That's true.
Which wasn't a fucking thing before. They literally had to do the
dress
and heels. Yeah.
That's crazy. Chicks were just walking around their house in dress and heels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sounds also, like
you say it like it's a bad thing.
Walk around in their dress
you
and
say
heels?
It like it's a bad thing.
You would think anytime he tripped over that fucking ottoman on that goddamn show, she just wanted to punch him in the back of the fucking head?
Quit tripping, no dick.
It's always in the same spot.
Quit tripping, dick.
We haven't moved it in 15 fucking years, dick.
Oh, man.
I'm moving to Minnesota.
100%.
I'm going to get into the news business.
100%.
I'm going to buy a van and become a dyke. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was is gross shit.
Man, I feel like...
We can cut that, James. Don't worry.
I'm not offended.
No, I'm all good. I like you blocked me. I'm
what?
Got me.
You blocked me?
Yeah. My brain. James got in there and like, nah, thought, get to the back.
It's because of my Van Dyke comment.
Your Van
Dyke.
Yeah,
you got me. You got me. Like that was just.
It was a pretty good joke.
That's fucking good joke.
Yeah, it was a pretty good joke.
But it looked like you backpedaled immediately. That's why I said you could.
No, I think I was clearly making a joke, so I don't think anybody will get offended by that.
Dude, you know what's crazy, though? If you take out the lure, then it's Mary Ty.
Oh, my God.
Mary
All right,
Ty,
you're back up. You ready?
I'm back up?
Yeah.
All
right. I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, so my next pick has been in more movies than just a ton. I've got movies that we all know and love. Things like Parenthood and Back to the Future.
Mm.
And What's Eating Gilbert Grape and Clifford and Elf and Step Brothers. And she has the decency to fuck Ted Danson, Mary Steenburgen.
Damn
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
on the list.
I might have to steal that one. Damn it.
Dude. No, the and she was in fucking Last Man on Earth.
She wasn't in Last Man on Earth. And 30 Rock, like her TV show listings are fucking through the roof. And she's funny. She's really
she's
funny.
She's so funny.
She's super underrated.
Mm-hmm. It's because she fucks Ted Danson.
I mean, shouldn't that give you more, you know, acclaim?
I think she lets Ted Danson fuck her is the more.
You think?
Yeah.
You think Ted's the boss in that?
No, nah, I think Mary's running it.
No, I think 100%
think
like,
she's running it.
All right, you can fuck me now. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
Ted,
allow it.
Ted is dancing in that pussy.
Oh, I don't know. He's got that Good Place money now, though. He's been doing pretty good with that, or when it was a thing.
Yeah,
that's an amazing show, though.
It's a very good show.
It's so good.
That new one he's in is not bad either, Mr. Mayor or whatever.
Oh, I haven't even seen that.
Dude, anything Ted Danson in is delightful.
I feel like he's like the like him and like Julia Louis-Dreyfus are like on the same like they just like
they got the
you're
same
in
the rotation.
Show like it's just
yep
they're just fucking like everything they do is just gold.
Yeah.
Dude, Mary Luke? Steen's list is crazy.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld.
Oh.
Yeah.
He said Juliet Lewis. I was like...
No, not her.
No, not her.
Do not agree.
No, no. I saw that bitch live at Warped Tour. Do not agree. You could see the hair peeking out from her hot pants. It was fucking weird.
That's
wild. Except I don't mind. Just would like a heads up. If you're going to put your foot on the fucking monitor and I'm standing in front of it, prefer not to see down the East Highway covered in hair.
That's crazy.
What was she doing at Warped Tour?
She was doing her band, Juliet and the Licks.
Oh, really?
Mm. She's got a punk band.
I didn't know.
They're not
she wasn't using, like, Womanscaped?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, if you, like, there's pictures of her performing. She looks like, imagine kind of old school... I don't know.
She had a big Betty Bush.
Plasmatics, kind of. Kind of that post-punk kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll look her up. Oh, yeah.
You're going to look her up?
I will.
Come on,
after
man.
The show.
Yeah. But anyways, Mary Steenburgen. I've always liked Mary Steenburgen.
I love Mary Steenburgen.
She goes back to 1978.
She could still get it, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, she's a very attractive lady.
Yeah, she could still get it.
Dude, it wouldn't even be catching a stray. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, straight up.
We're so canceled.
Straight up.
All right, Ty, you're back up.
I'm back up again?
Yep.
Wait, hold up. Real quick, Mary dated Malcolm McDowell for a while.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I saw that too when I was looking up stuff about her.
Oh, wait. They married and had two children together and then divorced. So she's had Malcolm McDowell and Ted Danson. Dude.
She's slaying some quality dong.
Big time. Big time. Put quality those in dong. The dong hall of fames.
Yeah, you know? Fucking hey, dude.
All fucking right.
Hey. All right, so my next pick... in possibly the finest role this actress has ever played in, where the depths of the character and range befit an Oscar win. Now, from this role, she's become a director, she's become a producer, she's also become a multi-time award-winning actor. But this is the role that made her who she is today, Cameron Diaz, Mary from Something About Mary.
That's right.
Yep.
When else can you have
the finest in hair gel?
Oh no! Speaking of Ted Danson, I just got something that popped up on my phone. Kirstie Alley just died.
Oh my god!
What?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you at all. It just popped up on my thing.
Oh, that is a sad fucking thing, man. I love Kirstie Alley.
Shit,
man! Talk about
didn't mean to bring down the show, damn. But Jesus Christ, what a weird coincidence!
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is a weird coincidence. Holy shit!
It's a very weird coincidence because she was just in the movie I was talking about with Gutenberg.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Takes two.
Yeah.
What?
We didn't do this on purpose, right?
No. Dude. Couldn't
have been
that Bloody Mary thing that I did.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Fuck.
Man.
This is how they found out in The Craft that they all had magical powers. They all got together.
Okay, so this is twice now this has happened to us. The first time we were on live stream doing a bracket when we found out Chadwick Boseman died.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was a sad
Yeah, that was... This is crazy.
That was one that kind of took the wind out of your sails because nobody expected that at all. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, you know, fuck it, bell break. Because we need to hit this before, we move back into the other things.
Holy shit.
But I was big time into her up front because I was big into all the...
Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking movies.
Yeah.
You knew what this was. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, well, we learned last week. It's just, everything's come with Andy. But, dude, I remember, like, this was, like, one of my first, like, you know, like, you have those little things where you just remember, especially when it was something like this. But it was the sketch on SNL, the anniversary. Oh,
but are you about to say the pepper guy?
No, the bellissimo. They go to the
where they start like, molesting her.
Yes.
Okay.
But I remember, like, as a young kid, being like, "Man, she is so hot."
She was like, so into it.
Like, yeah, I was. Like, I just want to lick this girl's face too.
See, okay, so my Kirstie Alley runs a little deeper. Okay, do you guys remember? There was a movie in the 80s and it had Tom Selleck and it had Kirstie Alley, but it also had Gene Simmons as the bad guy.
I don't know that.
It's a movie called Runaway and it's about a futuristic world where the cops use robots and Gene Simmons is this evil programmer that creates these little spider bots. But yeah, Kirstie Alley was in that. I remember that was the first time I ever saw her.
She's got like true 80s hair in this movie.
Oh yeah, dude, it's fabulous.
Oh my god, I've seen this movie. This movie used to.
Yeah,
I forgot it existed.
Holy shit,
dude, it's a core memory.
This is the part of the show that every time you're on, we get a text from Wes that says, dude, this guy's awesome. We all need to hang out.
Yeah.
Well, you bringing up Runaway is going to be the fact.
Yeah, that'll be a good moment. Yeah.
I used to watch a channel called Flicks. It was like one of the only movie channels we would get, and this movie would come on all the fucking time. I love this movie.
It's real bad. Yeah. It's real bad.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was Gene Simmons as the bad guy.
Yeah.
Damn. That blows my mind.
There was one I dug she was in back in the day that is kind of one like I've always watched, like, I don't know, every couple of years, but Loverboy. She was in that. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. And this fucking movie was awesome, but...
Wait a minute, was Loverboy the pizza one?
Yeah.
Where he delivers pizzas, but he's like a call guy?
Yeah.
Extra anchovies, right?
At Senior Pizza.
Yeah. Senior Pizza, yeah.
Yeah.
That kid did a bunch of those type of movies in the 80s.
Yeah, Patrick Dempsey, right?
That kid was Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah. I know, right? It's so weird to think about that. But, like, he did, like, what was the one where he paid the girl to be his girlfriend?
Oh, my God. You're right. Oh, he did do a bunch of that.
He did that one. He did that one where he was, like, he was the nerd, and she, like, gave him a makeover.
Yeah.
And he, like, paid to fix her car that she wrecked or some shit.
Was it Can't Buy Me Love?
Can't Buy Me Love. Yeah. Yep, that's there it. Is. That is it.
Yeah. Damn. That's crazy. Yeah. But
he did a lot of those movies in the 80s.
Yeah,
for sure. But yeah, like, dude, for sure, all the Look Who's Talking movies were like my favorite. Those were like some of my first favorite movies, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, not to mention, like, she came into Cheers after Shelley Long left the show and, like, filled that hole, like, perfectly in the show.
Yeah.
But Cheers is, like, amazing, and The Run is amazing from beginning to end, only because those two women carry that show so fucking perfectly. Like,
and two completely different characters. She could have come in and just played the same part.
Exactly.
And just went along.
Exactly. It made it so much better. I'm a huge fan of Cheers, so, like, that's, this is pretty sick. It's home to me, you know?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Shout out to her, though. Had a bomb ass career. She was 71. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you guys ever watch the sitcom she had called Veronica's Closet?
Yeah.
About her, like a lingerie thing, right?
Yeah. I used to love that show, too, when I was a kid.
She's a funny actress.
71?
She's awesome.
I know. I'm shocked. I thought she was, like, way younger.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, that's really sad. Hey, shout out, Kirstie Alley. Yeah. You gave us a lot. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. Boom.
All right, back to Mary's.
Back to cum in your hair.
Back to me.
Back to Cameron Drew, Diaz. Something about Mary. And
that was the pick.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go with another TV. TV lady.
That's I'm gonna right go term. With
another one. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. It's man, I remember catching on to this, like, I don't know, season like 2 or 3. I know they were still in Astoria, I think it was called at the time, or I don't know, but Mary Louise Parker from Weeds.
Oh,
that one almost made my list.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
Plus, like,
hey, Miss Parker.
Them big doe eyes, you know. Love it.
What are doe eyes?
Just
big, fat eyes.
Yeah.
It's like the
dripping with goo.
And if you put them in the freaking
if you know
oven
what I mean.
For 375 for 15 minutes, it'll fucking rise, yeast, all that shit.
Yeah.
You can eat it, butter.
Yeah, everything you said is accurate. Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
I like what you said, but I'm going to keep talking about my pick now.
I'm actually not sure what he said. I'm just agreeing with it. Just...
He was making it D-O-U-G-H.
Oh, I see.
D-O-E.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
James, come on. What you doing?
Listen, I make jokes.
What
I
you
don't
doing?
Shit's funny.
Yeah.
Mary Louise Parker.
All right, well, here. Back to me. All right, so here we go. Yeah. Were you done?
We're done.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Barker.
No, I just like it's just the news has really brought down the show, I think.
All right. Well,
plus Andy.
This girl, whenever she feels like the way Drew feels right now, mm-hmm. She has a little thing that she does where she sticks her hands in her armpits and then she smells her fingertips.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Yeah.
Fire pick.
That's a good one. That's a good pick.
That's a good one. That's a very good pick.
Yeah. Molly Shannon.
Molly Shannon's very underrated SNL cast member. Had a lot of really good characters.
I think so, too. Yeah. She was fucking incredible.
I'd say she's a top 10 character Saturday Night Live actor of all time.
Yeah. Longevity, like amount of like creative work. Like, yeah, 100%.
Dude, yeah. And she's one of the few women that have gotten mm-hmm. a movie out of a character, right?
True.
Yeah. Pretty much it's mostly all dudes.
Just her.
Is it just her?
She might be the only one.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Kate McKenna's done stuff, but she hasn't done anything with SNL specifically, though. Like,
that's what I'm saying. For like to have one of your characters,
I would love to see Kate McKinnon's alien abduction character be like a full movie. That would be
Dude, I would watch a fucking 4-hour movie of that.
Yeah.
Drew, write this down.
That's the smoking lake.
Yes. Oh my god. I love it so much.
Write it down.
The same experience as these people. Let me tell you.
Characters we want as movies.
Yes, SNL characters that we want as full movies.
Oh, dude, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Sitting out here laying with my cooter and my pooter out.
I want the two assholes, Wig and Sudeikis. I want a full movie of that.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Or they're just chewing their gum.
Yeah.
Speaking of ex-SNL, do you guys ever watch Documentary Now on AMC?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite shows on the planet.
Oh, that's... I've seen at least the first season.
What's the lady's name who does all the intros? Like, they're really fucking famous.
Oh, Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren, yeah. They actually get her to intro it all. Candy, so...
I've not seen this. Fred Armisen, Bill Hader, Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And like every episode is
a fake documentary.
Yeah, and it's all different styles, and it's they fucking nail them.
I've been told I'm not allowed to play it at the shop anymore because it spreads false information. Because they think they're watching a real documentary.
I bet. Yeah.
And they're like, did you hear they were saving their orgasms in jars? Like, that was a joke. That was a fucking joke.
That's fucking awesome.
Netflix? Hey, you should go down to Titan Comics. They're playing some really like interesting stuff that makes you think.
I had a mom come in the other day and they were like, you guys just really don't care what you put on this television. You just have kids walking around. And I went, it's a tattoo shop. She goes, yeah, but it's also, and I go, it's a tattoo shop. She's like, well, it's a tattoo shop. I can't tell you anything more than that.
Like, my question is what was on the TV at that time?
I think Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Big deal.
I mean, that's tame by now standards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're still offended by...
That's a movie classic at this point.
Yeah.
I know, right?
If you're still offended by Reservoir Dogs, then you've been living under a rock. Hmm? You know?
Living in a reservoir?
Yeah. What are you, 8 years old, walking around a comic tattoo shop?
All right.
What's your guys' thoughts on Tarantino saying he's only got one film and one TV show left?
And it's going to be is the TV show the Star Trek thing then?
I have no idea. He said he has a full series. He was on Segura's podcast and he said,
it was excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good interview. He has 8 episodes is what he said, right?
Yep.
Of a series that he's going to write and direct.
I read a thing that said that the movie that he wants to do, his final movie, is going to be a Star Trek movie with Chris Pine the Chris Pine Star Trek characters?
I don't know how. I mean, I've liked everything he's done, so I can't.
Well, here's what I'll say. I think I liken this to Jay-Z saying that he's retiring from hip hop years and years ago. It just means that there's no pressure to ever do anything. But if at any point he's like, you know what? I feel like doing something, he'll just do it. And then he'll still be like, yeah, I'm retired. I just did this one thing. Yeah.
Right. And then he'll do another show.
I mean, he'll write a book. He's done.
Yeah.
I feel like that's been a thing, though, for a while, though. Like, you know, he's doing his 10 movies and he's on number 9. So,
yeah.
But
yeah, top Tarantino movie.
Pulp Fiction.
Can't do it.
Yeah. It's like a mood for me.
Pulp Fiction would fall like in the 9. It would fall probably around 7.
Oh, really?
And I think it's just because I watched it so much.
Yeah.
Okay. I would go Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for me.
That was a really good one. That was a really good one.
Yeah.
I think I've rewatched Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious is one of my favorite movies ever. I think I'm just getting to the point where I want to put one over Inglourious, so I picked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood because every time I watch it, it just feels nostalgic and good.
Yeah, it's fact. But I feel like, you know, it's like, to me, it's a lot like, it's, I don't know, like I have this with like the Beatles albums or something like that, where it's like, it's whatever the last one I listened to or whatever the last one I watched, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that's the one. Like, I see it and I'm just like, oh man, and this, and this is in that, and this is in that. And then you're like, you go to the next one, you're like, fuck, and then this.
That's what I'm saying. He's basically like a Jay-Z or a Nas or whatever of filmmaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine's unpopular. Mine's Jackie Brown. Like, that's still mine.
That shouldn't be.
That's like my number two.
Wes just picked up the phone again. This fucking guy. Can I just impregnate him? I know dudes can't impregnate other dudes, but I would love to impregnate him if dudes could impregnate another dude.
Classic.
Jackie Brown is amazing. There was
it's so fucking good.
First Tarantino movie I ever saw was Pulp Fiction, and the second one was Jackie Brown. So, and I loved both movies at the time.
They're great. They're great flicks. They really are. Like, Tarantino at his worst is still better than most people's opus.
Yeah.
That would be a bigger question, is what is Quentin Tarantino's worst movie?
Death Proof is the easy answer.
Oh, I love Death Proof.
So do I. Yeah. It's the one everybody shits on.
That's true.
Tune in to PWT Cast this week. We actually had this conversation about Death Proof.
Really?
Yeah.
It all ties in. It all ties in.
Yeah.
I was going to say, for me, it might be The Hateful Eight, which is kind of crazy.
See, that one's super high for me. Like,
well, and that's the thing, because, is like, I'm not saying anything bad about The Hateful Eight. I just...
Because I I'm a sucker for like one set movies like that. Like, you know, anything that's like on one set or like, you know, fucking real time. I mean, that one's not, I mean, it's kind of real time, but not really.
Because we grew up with Clerks.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to shoot a movie. See, he did it.
Yeah. It's like, if you think about it, like Hateful Eight is just Western Clerks.
100%.
Okay.
A few flashbacks here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys named all my top three, though. Jackie Brown and Glorious Bastards. And Once
Samuel L. Jackson sucks 37 dicks.
Oh, my God. I mean, he does get his dick sucked in that fucking movie, so.
Hey, man.
If he looked up and said 36, it would have been fine.
This man really hasn't put out a bad movie.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
I think Kill Bill is very high for me. Well.
Kill Bill's, I mean, just because the scope of that one is so big, it's like, God damn.
Yeah, some of the shots and shit.
The first Kill Bill Volume 1 was like, to me, that was like an experience seeing that movie.
The fucking snow with the blood, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just that shot?
Yeah.
It was straight up Shaw Brothers, like, fucking Legend of Shaolin shit. Like, just, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Fucking A. All right, well, shit. Let's, you guys ready to move on to the next?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andy.
Oh, shit.
You're up.
It's me. All right, James, I'm surprised. I could go one of two ways here, and the other one remains on the board. So I could go with old Spiders Lady, or I could go with the thing that you smoke. So going Mary Jane.
Which one?
Or I could go with the Rick James song.
Yeah, you got to make a choice.
I got to pick my Mary Jane. I have to pick one of those three, right?
Yeah.
I don't get all three just by saying Mary Jane.
You made
I also
pick
don't get
Bloody
the shoes,
Mary.
The Mary Jane shoes.
No, you don't. Those are definitely on my list.
And Mary Jane is also a candy bar. So there's like, there's five Mary Janes.
There's another Mary Jane.
There, yes, there is.
Which I'm surprised wasn't number one.
Well, yeah, yeah, you're right. I'm gonna go with Mary Jane, the Rick James song.
Okay,
it's a good choice.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. Oh,
I mean,
God,
he's
what
talking
a song.
About the Mary Jane that I would have picked, though, too, right? You know what I mean? So,
no, he's talking about Toby's Lady.
Oh, okay.
No, he is talking about the thing.
Spider-Man's love interest.
Yes. Yeah,
James wrote a song. Rick James wrote a song.
I'll tell you what, though. Like, it would be great if Spider-Man became a weed head in one of his movies, and Mary Jane was like, it's either Mary Jane or Mary Jane.
Bro, it's the multiverse. Anything is possible.
That
Anything
is true.
Anything is possible.
But yeah, this is one of my favorite Rick James songs. It's so fucking like just addicting, and you feel like you're going into a world when you listen to Mary Jane.
Now,
give us a little bit of that, James.
Are you a hardcore Rick James fan?
I love me some Rick. I wouldn't call myself hardcore, but I do get into my time frames where I'll play Rick James for like, you know, 3-4 days.
Okay.
And then
so
I'll like, yeah.
I got something for you. There's a show, and I think it's on some streaming service, but it's called Tales from the Tour Bus. And they do an entire animated history of Rick James and the wildest stories. Dude, it's great. The first season is all, I think it's the first season's all funk artists. The second season is all country music artists. Like, they go from, fucking Rick James and Bootsy to like James Brown, like, and it's literally animating all the wild ass stories.
Oh man.
From like the dudes that were there.
Tales
from the Tour Bus. And here's the crazy thing about it. It's produced by Mike Judge, who is also the fucking narrator for it.
Wow. How did I miss this thing?
I think it's on Showtime. I caught it like on one of those like, oh, watch this on Amazon for free.
Yeah, Hulu Premium subscription, so you're probably right. Which I was going to mention, one of my favorite documentaries over the last several years is Bitchin',
so
The
good.
Sound and Fury of Rick James, and that's a Showtime
documentary.
So, yeah, man, anything Rick James is like, give me all of it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Man.
There we go. Andy, you know what? You're back up.
I'm back up.
Yeah.
I'm back up. You know what?
Take the other one.
I was thinking about it. So I
don't
am
take
going.
The shoes, though.
Yeah, that'll piss you off. Yeah, I'm going to go with this Mary. And if you want to know a little something about her, she's a vegetarian. So I'm going to go Mary Mo.
Oh,
vegetarian.
Mary Mo. Mary Mo.
Hey, look, man, she don't eat meat, but she show like the bone.
The bone.
She does. You know?
Who is
Damn.
This?
Mary
That's
Mo.
A good one.
Was that Crash
That's a
Dummies?
Fucking good one.
No, not Crash. No.
Who does
the Boho Surfers?
Is it? No. I know it's in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Because I always like the she show like the bone.
Oh, no. Bear, Butthole Surfers did the bear song.
Oh, Dead Eye Dick.
Dead Eye Dick.
Dead Eye Dick, yeah.
Dead Eye Dick.
Yeah. But yeah,
I remember
this song
buying
slaps.
That soundtrack as a kid.
Yeah.
Dude, it was a great soundtrack.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. we drafted it on our soundtrack draft. Like,
it's a good soundtrack.
It
yeah,
is.
I think you drafted it, Drew.
Yeah, I might have.
Yeah, because they had that other fucking song I loved, that by Chris Test Dummies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was just trying to think of everybody that was on their shirts. Like,
what was the one when they were in the fucking diner? The fucking, her cute little butt crack was all I could see. Isn't that the song?
I don't remember.
Damn it. Right before they ate the peppers?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Ty.
Check the tape.
Get playback.
Check the tape.
That's
oh,
so
man.
Funny.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, this is a fucking...
we used for the fucking thing this week. Good, good, good.
All right, so here's where we checked the tape.
Yeah, that's
I was
the
right.
Weird, that's the weird part we got to this.
Oh, man.
Ah, shit, yeah. Jim Carrey's dead. No, I'm just kidding.
Then we would have to stop the pod, man.
Yeah, we're done. We're done. We can't talk about anything else. We can't be in the same room anymore.
Already I feel bad for, you know, Christy Alley that she had to follow that lamb sheep bit.
Yeah, right? Ah.
That's like, that's tough.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough.
All right. Here we go. Back to me.
Back to you, buddy.
All right. I'm going to take one. She was a first lady at one point, so...
I'll see it.
One of the first ladies, and I'm going Mary Todd Lincoln.
What? Oh.
He's a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, man. She stayed home while her husband went out and fought vampires. I saw a movie.
And she built this game like with like little pieces of wood called Lincoln Logs.
Did she?
Did she invent Lincoln Logs?
That's one of Andy's not true facts.
Yo, but Sally Field is Mary Todd Lincoln.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. She could get it.
But Sally Field, really?
The real Mary Todd Lincoln could probably not get it, though.
Yeah, she could definitely not get it.
So would Sally Field be your weird older lady crush?
Oh,
that's a good one. Weird older lady crush.
Put it on the board. All right,
mine's easy. It's fucking Barbara Streisand.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Specifically in Meet the Fockers, like that character.
But it's got to be like now, right? Not like when they were younger.
Right.
Yeah. They have to be over 60.
I know what mine was a half hour ago.
Oh.
Damn. Goldie Hawn.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh,
Goldie,
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Goldie's so fucking
Would
gorgeous.
You fight Kurt Russell for Goldie Hawn?
Yeah,
she might be worth it.
Yeah.
Snake Plissken, though.
But, like, for the story?
Damn, well, he made the worst Tarantino movie, so fuck him, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Oh, so man.
True. Helen Mirren, definitely, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, for me, Mary Todd Lincoln all day.
Yeah. Now.
Now. Yeah.
Just jumping like, an empty box.
Yeah, man, fucking decomposed and everything. I'm just pouring ashes on my face.
I love my girls to be chalky.
Yeah. I like to snort my women.
I like what you're
Somebody
doing there.
Snorted. Somebody snorted. But, there was a snort.
Shut up.
All right, Drew. You're
all back. Right.
Well, this podcast has been on a roller coaster ride,
it's
hasn't
funny.
It?
We have a comedian friend of the show, Tim the Dairy Farmer, and whenever somebody snorts when they're laughing at his jokes on stage, he points at him and says, "You must be a pig farmer." And I always find that so funny.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I love it.
Better than a sheep farmer.
All right. Well, I'm going to go.
Or a lamb farmer.
Does he actually, is he an actual dairy farmer there?
Yes, he is. Yeah. Actually, really.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, that's a TDF.
That's right.
Is his milk good?
Yeah. You can go on.
You try this milk?
You can go on timandthedairyfarmer.com and you can buy this book for Christmas for your friends.
It's called that's real cute.
Corn Cobs and Chaos by Tim the Dairy Farmer. Look at that.
That's awesome. Fucking right.
And that's him right there. Super cool. In case you wanted to know what he looked like.
He looks like a dairy farmer.
Yeah, it's just like one.
Man. Go listen to our farm animals episode. He was fantastic. Teaching us all about animals.
All right,
Drew.
All right.
I'm gonna go with the woman who brought us Frankenstein. Give me Mary Shelley.
Ooh, good one.
Two first names. That's bold strategy.
Yeah, you know, I usually don't go for people with two first names. You can't trust them.
Frankenstein?
No, three names, yeah, that's an assassin or a killer, right? Like a that's the conspiracy. Yeah. Was that movie Conspiracy Theory, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Louise Parker.
Stephen Robert John, you'd be a fucking serial killer.
Yeah.
If I squint, Mary Shelley looks a little bit like Mona Lisa.
So not attractive, is what you're saying. If I squint real hard, she kind of looks like a person.
Mona Lisa might not be your speed. But
can you tell where she's what she is?
Yeah, or does she have a fucking mushed up fucking Thai face? You alien fuck Thai.
Could be white. Could be white. Could be a reanimated corpse. I don't know.
We don't know what he is. For fucking 5 years, I thought he was a talking dog.
And I think they did Mary Shelley wrong because. I think they gave her too much forehead.
Who's they?
The people that did the pictures.
Jesus?
Oh, because they sculpted her forehead.
God.
Yeah, they gave her way too.
He's talking about God, like the whatever plant.
Talking about Jesus.
Doc Brown. Doc Brown.
I'm talking about the lady Doc that Brown. I drafted in the second round. You know,
Mary.
Yeah.
Mary.
Wait, Mary's in charge of like lady.
Well, here's the thing. Think about this, right? If you didn't have sex and you had a baby, that means like you're super tight.
I like what you're saying, but I think we need to move past the pick.
Talk about things we can edit out if you're
super tight.
So, all right, let's Ty. You're up.
All right, God. Well, I thought forgot we were still doing this.
so did everybody else.
All right, so my next
the
pick.
Cervix or whatever. Like the hips. I don't know.
Okay, we're beyond.
Speaking of cervix, my next pick was not As only one. A presidential candidate, but you could also see this individual in Anal Combat 7. That's right. Mary Carey.
Oh shit! I have her written down. Damn, I was gonna have to steal that one too.
This is Jim's wife.
She ran for governor of California. It's fucking insane.
Yeah,
I love.
She ran
it.
For governor, then she tried to run for president. Like, yeah. It's fucking insane,
dude. And she gave us the dopest Christmas song of all time.
That's a no.
What? No.
Nope.
Unless it was like.
No, we all know the best the Christmas song of all time.
It's not Mariah Carey.
Your boy.
Mariah Carey.
Your boy who's in prison right now gave us the best Christmas song of all time.
Oh man!
You guys have prison Christmas music?
Andy's favorite Christmas song is sung by somebody who's now in prison. He just got sentenced a few weeks ago. Todd Chrisley.
Oh no shit, I forgot about that. Like $12 million, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going away forever.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sad about it, you know.
Are you?
No.
We might as well help him out with a little bit of...
We don't have to. We don't have to.
He's got to get some royalties so he can get some commissary
in
prison.
Hey, look, man, we don't have to do it. This is a silent night where it's warm
outside and the kids don't fight. That's Todd Grizzly, Ty, if you weren't aware. Time to sleep, a little time for me and some sweet... That's amazing, isn't it? Is it too much to ask? Ty's out of mouth.
What the fuck?
Ty, welcome to my world, Ty.
His Christmas album is worth a hate listen for sure.
Oh,
like, put it on in the shop tomorrow. Just throw it on YouTube and yeah.
There is nothing I've said, nothing I have ever said, that is more offensive than what James and Drew have been doing to me for like 4 years now.
Look, yeah. Todd Chrisley, yeah, a man with that kind of family and his sparkling, definitely not gay personality.
Yeah.
And his completely real family for television.
His completely real family.
That is a dude who is like, I'm in too deep. Yeah. I can never get out.
Fucking jail sounds good.
Yeah, 100%. Jail sounds great.
It's the only way out of this lie.
100%. It's the only way I can get out of this lie with these kids.
When I heard that he went to jail, I was just mostly worried about Savannah, Chase, Lindsay, Kyle, and Grayson. I want to make sure that they're okay. Todd Grizzly's kids, you know.
I mean, that is why Andy's son is named Grayson.
I knew you were going to go there. Just knew it. He's got an A. My kid's got an E. It's totally different, non-related.
Tell that to your kid after I tell him how he got his name.
I swear to God, if you guys convince my kid that my kid was named after one of the Chrisleys.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Would be
fun. Oh, shit.
But it would not be true, but it would be fun.
You know your dad named you after a TV show?
Oh, which one?
Oh, let's go watch it.
Well, let's go watch some old WWE Raw reruns, and I'm sure we'll catch it before or after.
Before or after, easily.
All right. Andy.
Have a raven today.
Have a raven, my friend.
Yeah. I got me some beautiful, beautiful reignition. What do you call it when you get
reinvigorated?
You know? Yes. Some reinvigorating time.
Okay.
Wife took the kid for a day out of town. Andy had himself a day.
Did you go to like any water parks or anything?
Oh, no, I did not. First, I went and watched USA lose with a couple buddies. So I saw some soccer at B-Dubs at 10 in the morning to get my day started. Then went and picked me up some Jordan J's you know, I didn't have to pay over retail for some Christmas ones. So that was really cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm having a good day. I'm like, you know what? A date night for Andy. I'm taking myself out. So then I haven't done this in quite some time, but took myself to the movies, you know. Like normally I like nachos, but I got myself some popcorn because I'm like, it's movie night. I'm going to do some popcorn.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of those little slushy things. And I went and saw Violent Night. And holy shit, it was incredible.
God, I
want
to see
it.
It
was just such a great day from start to finish. But Violent Night was the perfect way to cap it off. And it's going to turn into one of those cult classic Christmas movies. It's kind of everything what you think it is and what you're hearing. It's some Die Hard with some Home Alone with some John Wick, like, and David Harbour might be the best casting choice all year of any movie as Santa Claus. Oh, like, shit. Dude, fucking amazing. Just, James, it is 100% the type of movie you will absolutely freak over.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just perfect, you know? So,
hell yeah, yeah, dude, I'm excited. That's fucking awesome.
I didn't think that's where that story was going.
Yeah, man, dude, I'm telling you, man, there is nothing like, you know, I could have called some friends.
And then I went to the farm.
Yeah, exactly. I could have called some friends and said, hey, you guys want to go to a movie? Nah, I wanted to go by myself, you know? Just something freeing about taking yourself out for a date every now and again. I highly suggest it.
Treat yourself.
For anybody, you know? And everybody. Like,
that's right.
Just, you know, do it. Have a night to yourself, and it's great.
I date myself a couple times every day, you know?
I'm about to say, the way I thought that story was going to end was, well, the wife and kids are gone, so I'm just going to walk around with my dong out, randomly jerking off on random things into the house, eat a bowl of Frosted Flakes, and take a fucking nap. Look, that's what I do when no one's here.
Hey, I got wholesome, you know? For the first time all episode.
Awesome.
I
got wholesome.
Took myself to a nice movie, also, had some keto-free pasta.
He just left that part out.
yeah, no doubt.
He still did it. He just did other things, too.
Cleaned it up for air. Got it.
Did I even have dinner? I don't know. Maybe I was like, you know.
Yeah, you had Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. I'm eating all the baby cereal.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you, though. I do think there's a slight possibility that the couple next to me, the dude might have been getting an HJ.
Good for him.
Snow. Yeah. And so what did Andy do? Because he's a great person, right? I just cleaned shifted it up to the him? Other side of the sheet.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Give them their space.
I thought you meant over. You moved closer and was going to
give it to one closer, pulled my dick out, and I just left it there in case, you know?
Yeah. So.
Andy's nudging her, giving her tips. Grab the head. Grab the head. Shake it a little. Shake it a little. All right.
Spit
good.
It.
Good.
Spit on it. Look, I don't know if it did happen. I don't think it did, but at the same time, I was like, it very well could have been, because the hoodie was like perfectly placed, and I was like, I'm just gonna move over to this other side of the seat, you know. But it was great. Awesome movie.
You're in the splash zone, baby. So you had to get one.
In the splash zone. Yeah.
Like a Gallagher show, you know.
Yeah.
Looked like a young kid, can't control his spray. Figured I'd move a few seats to the left.
I like the idea that it's Violent Night and, like, somebody gets killed and blood goes everywhere. And it's like Andy's in, like, a 4D movie. It's because of that guy.
Oh, yeah, when it got blown up with that high-end grenade. You like that? You want to touch my dick?
And then what if I just didn't know? And then I was like, did you guys, like... When the head got chopped off and the blood sprayed at your face and, like, it actually hit your face? You guys are like, no, that didn't
that's
happen.
Not what that was. Yeah. There's something about there's something about Andy.
Have you guys ever heard that Theo Vaughn story where he talks about that, where he came on in the theater and he thought it made him gay?
No,
I am not.
But that is a very Theo Vaughn story.
He was like, I was 10. It was like, they got me. I got cum on my.
Oh, man.
Ridiculous.
What you guys got?
I got a couple, like, quick things. So, like, the internet's a very fascinating place. And this.
Have you heard of this internet?
Just this week, two things caught my eye big time. And one of them was the trailer for Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
Yep.
Has the whole internet talking big time.
Yeah.
It's snakes on a plane, bears on cocaine. It's the same thing. Very excited for that. Cocaine Bear. Have you guys seen the trailer?
Did you see him directing that?
No.
You should look.
Somebody,
you should look.
I remember.
It's got a bunch of huge actors in it.
Yeah, I remember hearing somebody.
Elizabeth Banks directed it?
Yes,
Elizabeth. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, because yeah, she was on, I think, Marin recently, and she was talking about that. Because, you know, she was like, and I was like, this sounds fascinating.
God, I love Elizabeth Banks so much. Yeah. She's fucking amazing.
It's based on a true story, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's like greatly exaggerated for the screen, but still. Yeah,
that was one of the trailers that came out. The other one, which I'm very excited for, was House Party. That, which the last time we talked about that was when Ty was on.
Yeah, we did.
There's a new House Party. Yeah, and like basically these two people are cleaners, and they find out they're in LeBron James' house, but he's on vacation, and so they throw a big party at LeBron James' house while he's on vacation.
Hilarity ensues.
Yes. So,
yeah, I saw they played that before Black Panther. I saw that. Yeah, because I love the hologram thing where he's
LeBron hologram.
Where he's like, you handled the Miami announcement perfectly.
It's like, you were one handsome motherfucker. but yeah, Cocaine Bear was in it, and like literally I was like kind of looking around because I was excited because I saw like a preview before this and legit people were excited about Cocaine Bear. I heard like chattering of after the Cocaine Bear preview.
Yeah, I was going around work telling everybody that I work with, hey, watch that Cocaine Bear trailer. So like that day, everybody at my job literally typed in the words cocaine bear in their search bar, and our IT department's probably like, what the fuck?
Look, man, it's going to be a white Christmas, you know?
The other quick thing I wanted to bring up, and I don't know if you guys know about this. I didn't know about this until that interesting internet. But have you ever heard of Pilk?
Pilk?
I mean, I did after your Instagram story.
Yeah.
In New York, it's called an egg cream.
Oh, really?
What?
Yes, is that what egg cream is?
Wait,
that
soda and milk?
Soda, milk, and heavy whipping cream.
Yeah, it's Pepsi and milk, specifically.
I've always been interested in an egg cream. Okay. Interesting that that's what it is.
Well, I'm all right. I got to try this now.
I'll do it.
So, do you like a Coke float?
Yeah, I do, definitely.
And yeah, you'll like it.
Okay.
It's just that weird, sweet, kind of salty mix that makes it cool.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan really pitched this to me on Instagram big time. She's like sponsored by Pepsi. She introduced Pilk to the world, I feel like. And now I have to get my hands on some Pilk and cookies.
Yeah, she's got a lot of money for heroin right now.
Wait, so you take the cookie and you dip it in the Pilk, you just don't drink the Pilk straight up?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly.
No, you drink it.
Yeah, you could drink it as well, but...
But you do dip cookies in it?
No, you don't have to, but I'd like it'd be nice to have Pilk.
I want
to
do the right experience. I don't want to disrespect Pilk.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan drinks Pilk and cookies, so I should do the same, I feel like. I feel like we should all just match ourselves to what Lindsay Lohan would do, you know?
Don't miss Pilk and cookies.
If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right, and I'm going to drive up to Orlando and get you guys some Gideon's, and we'll eat those with our Pilk.
Oh, the Gideon's cookies. Yeah. Okay. All right. I see you.
WWLLD.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, maybe when we do our Christmas, like, Jabroni U get-together, we can all have some Pilk on the screen here. You know?
Is that an official invite?
Oh, definitely, Ty.
Yeah,
you're always
absolutely
invited.
We're going to get some Pilk.
It's an open-door policy.
We're going to dust it with a little cocaine on the rim, you know? That's how we're going to do it.
I did want to ask you guys, have you ever been like accidentally confused as being homeless?
Like you yourself thought you were homeless?
No, someone thought I was.
Someone thought you were?
Well, that's because nobody knows what.
It's because
you
of
are.
Your face, man. Like nobody knows
dude,
what
your
exactly.
Face.
Dude, you're a come.
You could
come,
be
come,
a billionaire,
chameleon.
Or you could yeah. be homeless.
Somebody give that alien a dollar.
That'd be wild if you were like you just locked up your store. You're walking mm-hmm. off, and someone's like, "Hey, here's a dollar." You're just like, "But you just saw me lock the door with this business."
I'm sure I probably have looked homeless a time or two in my life.
I well, definitely have. Yeah.
I always say like I have the looks of like, you know, like when you see one of those like medieval movies, like I have the look of the villager in the background just like hammering or something, you know.
Dude, that's so accurate. Yeah. I think James looks the least homeless out of all of us.
I can let my hair down though, and if it's like a Saturday and I've smoked like 6 joints and I'm just like it's like 9 p.m. and I'm just like my whole body is drooping now.
It's 9 a.m.
Then maybe I could be homeless in that moment.
Valid.
Yeah.
But I had a gentleman give me a dollar.
Oh my God.
Were you standing outside of your own store at the time?
Allow me to truncate and paint you a picture real fast. Okay. If you guys noticed on the feed, like you've noticed my wrist has been all ripped, like wrapped up.
Yeah.
Reason being, my car was overheating one day and like an asshole, I was like, oh, I should check the coolant levels.
Oh shit.
Because weed will do that to you. I went to turn the coolant thing and the coolant shot about 6 feet into the air.
Yeah.
Slam the hood down onto my hand, and
oh,
then
God.
I've got burning hand, and then I'm wearing sunglasses, and I think because of the steam that I'm going fucking blind, and I've got freeze in my fucking eyes, and I'm gripping my hand, and I look down, and I'm like, if I move my hand, there's gonna be skin there, and then I look, and then there's my kid in the car, and the kid's freaking out, so I was like, cool, this is gonna be a good day.
Wow.
Get the car to a like the repair place, and I'm like, shit, I still have to do my normal stuff for Monday for the shop. So I'm like, cool, I'll just walk to the shop and then walk to the bank. And then I realize my arm is like gooing, like bubbles are popping on my arm. So I'm walking down Manatee Avenue, dripping bile as I swagger. So I'm like, cool, I'm gonna stop at the Dollar General and buy some gauze. So I go in there and spend $10 on gauze and tape and then sit in a Dollar General parking lot wrapping a burnt hand in gauze, and an old man comes by and hands me a dollar.
Hey, you know what? Cheers to that old man, because he saw a person in need. He saw a homeless gentleman
too,
in need. And
I think you earned that dollar.
Yeah,
time.
I think so.
Yeah. Also, you can't put dripping bile and swagger in one sentence.
Dude, nobody
drips bile with swagger.
That's an insane story.
That's a Ty Harris drip.
That was a Tuesday.
I feel like you did look super homeless in that moment, though. Like,
oh my God.
To that guy's.
I was just defeated. I was just a defeated man. Yeah. Just defeated.
It took Ty like 1 hour to get to the. Oh, you look just like the homeless guy.
Yep.
So here you go.
Yep. Hey, man. Oh, dude. I think we're all one bad hour away from being homeless.
Fuck yeah. I always say that. Yeah. Like, if I see a homeless guy, I'm just one loss of a house away to being right where you are, my friend. So.
This is somebody sneering at me at work and me going, you know what? Fuck you, man. Well, guess I'm homeless now.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Drew?
So, two things. Andy, you referenced it before, and they're both HBO Max things. Avenue 5 just wrapped up season 2, and the season did not disappoint.
Great show.
Yeah. That episode, like the one where they're trying to figure out who the cannibal is, was so damn funny.
It's great.
It's like, oh, I love it. And then the second one, season 2 also of The Sex Life of College Girls is going on, and I episode 5 of that one, like, I was fucking dying. Like, I don't know why, but it was just like everything was hitting for me. So It's not all the way out, huh?
Who does that show?
It's Mindy Kaling, the show runner.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I was thinking Tina Fey.
Like, yeah, I need to check that out.
Chamolet sister.
Yeah, I really want to watch that too.
Yeah,
because I love really Mindy. The Mindy Project was,
yeah,
top tier for me.
Is this like Undressed at all?
I have
that
no
banger
idea.
Ass MTV show back in the day.
No, not at all.
Oh, you remember that show?
That was a good show.
It's really good.
Yeah. Undressed.
You guys remember it?
Yeah, it unlocked a core memory. I didn't know I remembered it until you said the words.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
I 100% yeah. remember everything about that now.
It's such a drama.
Yeah, it was so like dramatic. MTV's version of a soap opera.
Yeah.
No, this is really, like, it's a really funny show. So
I really need to get in on that because I know I'm going to like it. Oh, yeah.
Did you guys finish Atlanta?
No, I have not. Andy has.
So good.
Dude.
So good.
And then I'm waiting. Next week I'll be more HBO talk, but that's for, I'm saving specifically for Alexis. So.
Okay.
All right.
Plus.
What do you think? It'll be best HBO show.
Ever?
In The Wire.
I'm going Deadwood.
Yeah, it's The Wire, hands down.
Sopranos, probably.
I do love The Wire, though.
Sopranos is one for me.
No, you know what? Flight of the motherfucking Conchords. God damn it, I love it so much.
We should do that. Why have we not done an HBO show draft?
There's a lot you could pick from.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we've only done like what's on HBO Max, but yeah, there's but that included like movies and everything. But yeah, we could definitely do like the best shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually shocked you guys haven't done an HBO comedy special draft because those were the classics. Like
we've done comedy specials,
yeah.
So maybe that's part of we've done comedy specials twice. I think
fancy.
No, we did comedians and then comedy.
Oh, we did comedians. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, but that's I do like the HBO show draft.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Want to put that in? Yeah. Sometimes there's something that's so like, wait, you guys have done like almost 300 episodes, and you haven't done this one? It's like, yeah, but we did Ducks. Yeah. So
we did Bunnies.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did puppets, you know.
Yeah.
Ty, are you eating a fruit roll-up?
Yeah.
Because it's making me really want a fruit roll-up right now.
Come on, I thought you were going to chop up some marijuana, put it in the fruit roll-up, and smoke it.
Okay, bro, you're reading my fucking mind because I do this on a regular basis. You get Gushers. And roll it up like a blunt and eat it.
That's fucking amazing. Fabulous. That's fucking amazing. God.
I call them alien turds.
Oh, man.
Have that with
call
some
it
pilk.
Spray in my mouth.
Alien turds and pilk.
Yeah.
I think we got a whole show.
I love this.
Yeah.
Spray
in my mouth isn't rolling off the tongue, right? It's got to be something else.
All right, that's everything then, guys.
Everybody feel good? We out of it?
Yeah.
All right, we're out of it.
I like what everybody selected, but it's time to get back to the draft.
I'm very proud of you guys for giving us your Ravens and Sheeties, but now it's time to move on.
I hear you.
Shout out to the cover of Cocaine Bear, too. Like, just go check out the movie poster. It's fucking insane.
Oh, it's great.
I love it.
It's fabulous.
I love
Dude,
it.
Dude, so I want much. A whole Cocaine Animal series. Like, fucking Cocaine Parrot. Do you know how crazy that parrot would fucking be? Like, parrots
cocaine
are already out of their fucking mind. You know?
Could you imagine the
really
things
has.
That Cocaine Parrot would say?
Dude.
All right.
Yeah, that's a scene we've talked about before, too, is cocaine scenes.
Oh yeah.
Or a
giraffe.
Dude, we actually we should do that. We could call it a white Christmas.
That's a really good one. Perfect.
I think we need another Christmas episode, so I think we might have just picked the last one.
Boom.
Bam.
Look at this.
The question is, like, what guests do we reach out to be like, hey, you want to do coke scenes? I know you like coke scenes. Ty will be back in 3 weeks for
for a white Christmas.
You guys do it on a Monday, and I'll do whatever you want me to do.
What the fuck?
Whoa. Dude, this motherfucker just did magic.
Just did magic. Ty, why don't you...
You guys never see me do that shit?
No.
You and Drew, no magic.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Where did it go?
Was it magic.
Was it behind my ear the whole time?
It was. It was behind your ear the whole time.
Dude, like Cameron Diaz.
R.I.P. Didn't she die?
Cameron Diaz?
No, she's still alive.
Oh, Kirstie Alley. Never mind. I get them confused.
All right, Ty, you're up. You're up for your fifth pick. Fifth and final.
Fifth and final pick.
Yeah.
Since nobody else is picking it, I'm going to save it for my last. Mary Jane. The actual drug.
The actual drug.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
The actual drug.
She was like a drug to Toby.
She was. I can't quit you. That's what Toby would say.
It's valid.
Did you just say it like Dawson said it would say it?
I would have drowned Pacey's ass in that creek.
More like a Brokeback Mountain would say it.
I got you.
Can't quit you.
I can't quit you.
Pacey totally would have kicked Dawson's ass.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Dawson, so since we're on the subject of my pick, what?
He's got street smarts.
All right. So have you guys actually been to a like weed legal state?
Yeah. We were just in Illinois this year.
We were.
Illinois. Really?
Illinois is recreational, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing. Really? I went there. I have my med card here, but, I went to Illinois. We walked into a dispensary, showed my Florida ID, got whatever the fuck
feeling?
I wanted. It was amazing, dude. It was fucking amazing.
Dude.
Yeah. We did it in Anaheim and we did it in Seattle. It's just a nice experience. That's how it should be.
Yeah, that's why when
I was like, so wait, you just ordered like Chipotle? James was like, yeah.
That's like when Mary Jane gets back on the ballot here in Florida for recreational use in 2024. Let's everybody vote for that to happen. Yes.
Exactly. 100%.
All right.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
There's zero, there's zero fucking reason.
This is the time we all vote Republican and vote for states' rights to overthrow the federal government and say, we want legal. I know Republicans don't think like that because they believe in Jesus, but hey, idiots, that's what you believe.
There you go.
That
is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag just 2024.
Yeah. Recreational. Vote it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good for everybody. It's good for the economy. It's good for all that shit.
My dad. It's funny. Like my parents now. My parents say, "Oh, hey, did you hear that? Weed's going to be recreational in 2024, or it's going to be on the ballot."
It's so weird considering,
the
year 1996 wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. And my parents would have said, get that weed that out of your hand back then.
Yeah, it's for the devil. You smoking the devil's grass?
Yeah.
My father had an in-depth conversation with me about the difference between THC and CBD. But when I got caught with a joint at 15, he punched me in the throat.
Yeah, I know.
The times have changed, I guess, apparently.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Apparently, my throat seems to feel better.
Yeah. But he mainly just punched you because he thought you stole his weed.
Probably. More than likely. More than likely. Where'd you get that shit?
Yeah. No, your throat game is fire, Ty.
Thanks, baby. I appreciate that.
All right, Drew, you're back.
It. There's one that is shockingly still out there. But I'm going to go with a different one, kind of in that same vein, because she is a musician. And I'm going to go with Mary Wells, the singer of My Guy.
Fucking Orson's wife.
My Guy. Talking
yeah.
My Guy.
No, that's I'm anxious My Girl.
Oh, that's not My Girl? That's not My Guy?
I'm anxiously waiting the end of this draft because there's one name that nobody's said yet, and I'm kind of shocked it hasn't come up yet.
Why does Orson Welles look like Wee Man?
In real life or on TV?
Like a big version of Wee Man?
Yeah.
You didn't know Orson Welles was 3'5"?
He does look like Wee Man, actually. I just pulled up a picture of him. The first picture looks just like fucking Wee Man. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking, Andy's so full of shit. Orson Welles doesn't look like fucking Wee Man. And I'm like, why is he saying this shit? I'm like, I just need to cancel this and move on to the next segment. But then I go and look at it. And guess
this
what?
It has to be like different looks era than Citizen like... Kane, I guess.
Just look at the chat. I just posted the link.
He looks just like Wee Man.
You guys are fucked.
Oh, man. Look at that. Look at him. He looks like fucking Wee Man. Crazy.
He looks like Wee Man. He really does. It's actually like, I'm like mad that Andy's so right. shit. All right.
Mary Wells.
Who's left?
Mary is Wells. It back yeah. to, okay. No, Mary Wells is, she's dope.
Yeah. All right. Back to me. All right. I'm going to take a singer too. I'm going to take Mary J. Blige.
There we go.
Damn it.
That's the one.
That's the
one. That's what I was. I got caught up in my own little game, but I had her number two on my list. Behind Mary Poppins, so.
Oh yeah, you had the real Mary singer.
That's right. That's right. We all got singers. Ty got a singer, I think. You got a singer named Mary?
Maybe.
Negative.
No, I bet one of them sings.
I got the song Mary Mary.
Mm, yeah, that's what it was. That's what
Mary,
it was.
Mary Steenburgen sings when she's getting that duke from dancing.
Getting that dancing dude?
Yeah, hey, I would. I'd sing real loud.
Girl, you ready for a deep dancing?
You know? What?
A deep dancing.
Every girl needs just a good deep dancing.
Yeah, bro. A Sam Babone.
Oh, shit. All right, Andy.
Oh, man, I'm up.
You're up.
All right. Controversial.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You can tell me this doesn't count, but there's a little actress. Some might know her as Meryl, but she's really Mary Meryl Streep.
It counts.
Yeah.
It does count. Oh. That is her birth name.
Yeah. Boom!
Because her name is Mary Louise. So they put those right. two names together, Meryl. And that's the sound it makes when you...
Yeah.
When and if you look at the lineage, her mom was named Mary, her sister was named Mary, they're all fucking named Mary.
Yeah. She's like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Where does she fall?
She's a Merrill Haggard fan.
Where does she... Yeah, she might be. Where does she fall in your top actresses of all time? Is she top five, top 10? Where you got her? 38? Wow. Okay.
Meryl?
Yeah.
No, she's up there, man. Dude, I always say, like, her in fucking... Oh, what was that show on HBO? Another show, HBO show. With the girls who killed the guy? Pretty Little Liars?
Oh, Pretty Little Liars. Like, her character.
She is just, like, that perfect, like, agent of chaos. Like, yeah. She's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep, that.
I used her in a job interview one time.
Go on.
We're interested.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was interviewing.
This is one of those stories we want you to keep talking on.
Okay. I was interviewing for a job, mm-hmm. and that's how that works. And it was a clothing thing, and then I referenced This is so stupid. Devil. Hey, I just saw what's the movie she's in where she's like a boss?
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, I was like, I just saw Devil Wears Prada. I was like very proud about it for whatever reason. And she the lady was like, oh, okay. And then like, yeah, it's the same interview. I said that when she said, any questions for me? I said, yeah, when do I start?
And this has been Awkward Interviews with Andy Liner.
I said that earlier this year, and I didn't get the job.
I got it.
You did get that job?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
Hey, so I saw the Devil Wears Prada. She's like, good for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you saw a fucking movie. Brad.
Any questions for me? Yeah. When do I start? You're hired, kid. Rubber stamp this one. This kid's in. I like your moxie.
He's got spunk.
I like the cut of your jib. You live your life like you're in an episode of Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Give me the job, Jack. You're like, you're hired.
That's so fucking accurate.
Andy's mind and everything is just like Tim and Eric. Just fucking. What was that?
But he succeeds. He succeeds in everything he does.
Yeah, I know.
When am I starting, you fucking losers?
It was an early screening. All right, Devil Wears Prada. You haven't seen it. I've seen it. All right. I had early screening tickets.
Because, like, my thought process was so flawed. Because they sold clothes, I was like, this is good information to take to the interview.
Oh, dude, you guys sell clothes? I totally wear clothes.
Hey, I see here that it says...
clothes right now.
I see here that it says degree required.
How he got his latest job was he told him he watched House of Gucci.
I see where it says degree required, but I did watch Devil Wears Prada. Does that cancel that out? What about experience?
That counts as experience.
I have about an hour and 43 minutes of experience.
I don't have any fashion experience per se, but I'm about halfway through Project Runway.
The lady interviewed me was probably like, fuck it, I need somebody.
I mean, he said he was going to be here whether I hired him or not, so he's it's like, fine, I guess.
You know what? I know exactly what she said. She looked at her entire team, and she said, you know what? Nobody else has said they watch Devil Wears Prada today. Boom. This kid. Get him in here.
I like to think it was like Trading Places. She went and told her boss, like, get a load of what this kid said. And then like one of them was like, I got a dollar that it'll work out. So I probably got the job due to a dollar bet.
They're just waiting for you to fuck up, bro.
Just waiting.
That's just funny. All right, Andy, honorable mentions.
All right. Let's go with, Mary. Oh, one of Drew's favorites. Zoe's mom, Mary Jo Deschanel. Zoe, you got anything to say about your mom?
I love my mom.
Thanks, Zoe. All right.
She's next. So quirky like me.
That's right. That's right, Kermit the Zoe. I'll go next with an athlete. Everyone's favorite gymnast, Mary Lou Retton.
Ooh,
she's got the thickest thighs,
dude. That's
Andy's thing.
She's got them Duke thighs.
She's got them Winston Dukes. Yeah, she's got them Winston Dukes. But like, yeah, man. What like really all these gymnasts do, you know? Because like core, you know, got to work on that core.
I mean, she was everywhere when we were kids. Like she was on everything,
Wheaties boxes and all that shit.
Yeah. Commercials, McDonald's, like she was in every commercial for anything.
Yep.
Hey, like, you know, when the Olympics mattered and shit, like.
That's right. The only good thing to come out of Fairmont, West Virginia.
Is that a diss on something?
No, I don't know.
Like,
what I said.
Like, is there somebody we know that's like... I don't
know. Fairmont, you prick.
Oh, man. Also, Mary Jo, right stuff in Twin Peaks. Married to Caleb Deschanel, so it's a whole family of Hollywood people.
What?
All right. Yeah, that's a deal. It's a thing. Cinematographer, whatever, movies, film. Let's go with up next. Mary K. Bergman.
Yeah, what's up? This is Mary. I'm not home. Leave a message.
Peace. Mary K. Bergman? Who's that?
Is that the Mary Kay lady? Like the pink cars?
No, but that's a great pick.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mary K. Bergman does something with South Park. Is there a voice message thing just happening over top of the episode?
No. I don't think so. What? Can you hear something?
Yeah, something weird's happening.
Is there really?
All right, so Mary...
Do you hear something for real?
Yeah, no shit.
You guys really hear something? There's nothing fucking going on.
There is, I swear to God. They're talking about Mary.
Yeah, they're talking about Mary.
On the... Is it this? Oh, it's Mary J. Blige is still playing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How long has that been going on?
No, that's been on for a while. We've been listening to it.
I see ya. And it hangs up, and you were just like,
I was like, what is that? But yeah, Mary K. Bergman played Wendy Testaberger, Sharon Marsh, Sheila, Leanne Cartman, Carol McCormick, Shelley Marsh, Principal Victoria, Mayor McDaniels.
Did she just die?
I think she did.
Because I thought the lady who played all the women on that show died, but maybe...
Well, she didn't just die. She died in 1999. Wow. So she was
1999.
Yeah, so she was the voice actress from 1997 to 99. Wow. But she did voice work for over 400 television commercials and over 100 cartoon, film, and video game characters. So, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. I gave some info. I just waited till my last pick to pick one that people didn't... Oh, that's bad. How she died. All right, we'll just move on. There's something good. Who's got next?
All right, it's over to me now.
She shot herself.
Poor Mary. All right, Queen Mary of the Scots. My first one.
Is that Queen Mary one?
That's a Bloody Mary.
That's a different Bloody Mary.
Oh, it's not Mary the First.
So it is.
I think it is, yeah.
I believe.
Okay, all right.
Then I'm going to go Mary McCormick because of her portrayal of Howard Stern's wife in Private Parts.
Aw, that was a good flick.
I love that movie.
Is she the one that put the speaker on the ground upside down?
No, she played Howard's wife in the movie.
I don't remember any of that part of the movie.
You just remember that part?
Dude, that was very memorable.
That was a very memorable part.
And then yeah. Finally, I'm going to take Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
That's a good one, too.
She's a newer actress that's making a lot of waves. She does very well. She was in...
Scott Pilgrim.
Okay. That's what I was just trying to say. She's the flowers girl.
Oh, what do you know? She was in Death Proof.
Oh, shit. I didn't even realize that.
I love the flowers, girl. That was also Dumb and Dumber. I love the flower girl.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
I got you.
Wait, was it her name was Mary.
Oh, it was.
Oh, my God, Six it really tonight. Was.
I was way
oh,
off.
Yeah. Wow.
Samson.
Oh, my
Swimmy,
God.
Swimmy, Swat, Swanson, Swat.
Yeah, Slippy, Slappy, Swanson.
Oh, Samsonite. I'm so mad that I didn't take her.
I know, that's a great one. All right, Drew, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go with Mary Jane, the shoes.
He's gonna go with the shoes.
The shoes.
So the I'm shoes. Thinking three Mary Janes, but not
the most famous. I'm gonna go with Mary Sanderson from Hocus Pocus.
Oh, the Sanderson
yeah, that's
sisters.
One I'm surprised.
Okay,
Kathy Najimy.
Najimy.
And I'm going to go with the song by Gnarls Barkley, Blind Mary.
Oh.
It's a good sad sax song when you're feeling that nobody loves you, you know.
All right. And then Ty? Three honorables.
So, anybody else remember? All right. I'm going to say this dumb. Little Pink Muppet was on Sesame Street. Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'll end it with something a little lighter. Typhoid Mary.
Oh, there you go.
Typhoid Mary. Yeah. I was just reading all about Typhoid Mary the other day at work, getting prepared for this draft. You know that she killed 50? They think that she's responsible for 50 deaths. As typhoid. Jeez. And no matter how many times they told her that she carried typhoid, she said, no, I fucking don't. And then she changed her name and went and worked in a different kitchen in New York City. And then gave a bunch of more people typhoid.
Wow. Believe she infected between 51 and 122 people.
Oh, shit. That's even more. But, that's even bigger numbers.
Well, that's not deaths. That's not all deaths. Just who she infected.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They think she's responsible for literally 50 people's deaths.
Yeah, three confirmed deaths with unconfirmed estimates up to 50.
Yeah.
Wait, you got three confirmed and then 47 more that you're just like, yeah, she probably did it.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, at this point, just say she did.
Yeah.
It's all because
she was it works now. It probably worked then.
It's all because she was cooking their food, too. If she had just been doing the laundry or something, everybody probably wouldn't have.
Yo, but if she's making some bomb ass poutine, right, and you die by that, that's not that bad.
I've eaten some pretty sketchy places where I might get sick, but the food's really good.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, you got that? You got that death poutine? And she's like, "I got you."
What was that Cuban spot up on 41? Jose's or whatever?
Oh,
Cortez.
Shit.
On Cortez.
Yeah, that place was sketchy as fuck, but the food was good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jose's Cuban Grill. Yeah, it was like down across from that 7-Eleven.
Like, you might see a cockroach on your plate, but the rest of it will be delicious.
It's fine. Dude, you just mixing it with a yuca, and it's fucking
delicious.
Yeah,
you're fine. You're fine.
Was, yeah.
You got one more, Ty.
I'll go with, shit. Got nothing. I'm driving away.
Mary Ellen Trainer.
There you go.
Mary Ellen Trainer.
How about Mary from Dumb and Dumber?
She was in the Goonies.
Yeah, Mary Samsonite.
Mary Samsonite.
Mary Samsonite. We'll go first.
I think that'll take us full circle.
Wait, are you talking the old lady?
From the Goonies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name was Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved to have her. Well, from Throw Mama from the Train?
Wait a minute, you'd love to have her or you'd love to have her?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. She's dead too.
She's been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
2015.
Really?
Oh, I'm talking about a different lady.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying the Mama from a Train lady was
I was thinking Mama from Telly.
Yeah, no, this lady was in Forrest Gump, Death Becomes Her, The Monster Squad, Die Hard, Lethal Weapon.
Oh, she was the mom in...
She was the working mom in the Goonies,
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Oh, she was also the mom in Monster Squad.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Do you want to know a movie that will give you a real weird boner? And I'll tell you why. Slapshot. You guys are hockey fans, right?
Did you say Mighty Ducks?
Slapshot.
Oh, okay.
Slapshot. I know the movie.
Slapshot,
yeah. Absolutely, I know Slapshot, yeah.
Okay, so there's a scene with Paul Newman, and he's laying in bed with a chick, and she's topless. But if you go back and check that out, that is the mom from A Christmas Story. So.
Oh, my God. Holy
yeah, that's
crap.
A real uncomfortable boner you can have for the rest of your life.
Oh, wow. Daddy's going to kill Ralphie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's 100%. Crazy.
That whole scene makes my dick go.
It makes your dick go, oh, yeah. Fudge.
Your dick looks up at your face and says, what do we do?
Yeah, nothing. We don't do anything. We just hang with it. Yeah. We live in our sorrow. Okay. Do you guys watch the sequel for that? The Christmas Story sequel?
Yes. The Summer Story.
Oh, okay. I thought you were seeing
it. I've seen it.
Yeah. I haven't.
That's when they play Jax and during the summer, and then the mom gets it's actually Mary Steenburgen plays the mom in the sequel.
Jeez, full circle.
I feel
wait
like
a minute, which sequel are we talking about?
No, no, there was this one that just got released. Right?
Yeah, that's what you're talking about, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm talking about A Summer Story, which is the sequel to A Christmas Story.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Oh,
that
no, this is like
a technical sequel. Yeah, you're right.
This is like A Christmas Story or something it's called. It's got like Peter Billingsley like as an adult now and everything.
Oh, yeah, Shirley Haggerty.
The cast.
I have not seen that. That's interesting.
Didn't we have a fucking Peter Billingsley story? Like, I feel like we talked about him on the podcast. Like,
I thought he was on the show.
Andy Gosche bring him up?
I feel like he did. Like,
I think Andy Gosche brought him up.
He had some weird, like
he saw him in an alleyway or something.
It was like what he did after it. Like, he was some weird, like, he had some weird job.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But fuck it.
I know Billingsley.
He did it, guys. Mary's.
He's like a producer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like he was like a softcore porn producer or something.
I was thinking.
No, that's Scott Schwartz. He was in porn.
Oh, okay.
He played Flick in that movie.
You know who also was in porn? Tretch from Mighty by Nature.
Yeah, sure. He was. Yeah.
Big porn guy. That's a double.
You know who else was in porn? Janet Jameson.
He was?
Yeah. She did porn. Yeah.
I only know her from her other work.
I thought we were just naming porn stars. I didn't know if I had to be in context or anything.
Guys, I really like all that you said here today, and I've taken it in, and I appreciate your opinions, but I think we need to wrap up the show.
Okay. Ty, where can they find you before we wrap up?
At Titan Comics on social media or www.titancomics.com.
Yeah, and go buy his shirts because those things are bomb as hell.
Yeah.
Go buy my silly shit on my website.
Go buy one of his blankets.
Yeah. Go buy a blanket. Like I'll start carrying the blankets now.
You should put the blanket. That blanket needs to be like on a fucking, there you go.
One of these days.
Blanket
one of these
coming
days.
Soon.
My next one's the Stone Cold Steve Martin one.
Oh, I love it.
And everybody make sure to watch a Hallmark movie this year.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
How many shows you guys got left for Christmas?
Three.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
That's how you end a show right there. With everybody just mumbling incoherent sentences in different directions. All of you just being real tired.
We have
not really wanting to deal with the guest anymore, but you're just too polite to ask him to fucking leave.
No, I get it.
We have Alexis next week. And then we have our 300th episode. And then after that, we have, I think, one more.
Jeez.
Which will now be the White Christmas episode.
So you guys have done 300 of these?
300.
Actually, yeah.
Well,
actually more because we've had like maybe
we've had a couple
close,
bonus ones.
Close to 10 bonus ones, I think. Something like that. So.
Yeah.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's wild. 300 episodes.
Doing it for a long time.
Sorry.
And I've only been on four of them.
Hey man, that's I'm on 1% of the show.
That's a good 1% though. It's a hell of a 1%.
Over 1%.
I'm a 1%er in the Jabroni U.
Oh yeah, man.
Hey man. It's like that. Yeah. What a wild ride. Mary's. Yeah. Who would have thought this is the app?
Who would have thought?
All right, well,
not me.
Not I.
Stay cool, everybody. I don't know.
Yeah, let's all just drift off into other things. How about this? Each one of us just walk away from our screen at a different point in time until there's nobody left sitting here.
Well, look who's talking now. Rest in peace, Christy.
Aww.